you know, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't get some bizarre news stories from blind journalist Paul Bryce. You are so bizarre.
So nice to be wanted. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
And you're well, I know that.
Do you?
Yeah, you're always well.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. No better or worse than anybody else. But I suppose you want some stories now.
Yes, please.
Splendid. Well, just good job I'm here.
Mm.
Belarus mm-hmm. is the place we go to first this week. Minsk. I always think it's a great name, Minsk. It's to do with a cautionary tale around gambling.
Oh.
Which, of course, we don't necessarily condone. If you well, want to, do it responsibly.
I wouldn't bet, no.
And this concerns a Russian sports journalist who bet that he bet himself that last year that the Dynamo Minsk ice hockey team
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
wouldn't make the playoffs for the Continental Hockey League, which is dominated by Russian teams. They're all very good. And he said they wouldn't make it. And he said if they did make it, he would eat his own newspaper.
See, you should always think before you make comments like that. You really should.
And, of course, you can guess. They made it. And he turned up at the Minsk Arena with a copy from... This was predicted in April of last year. So he turned up with a copy from that month. And a bowl of soup and a can of pop and sat there. And he didn't have enough soup, so he didn't eat all the paper, but he ate as much of it as he could.
I bet he was... Why did I say that?
Yeah.
With every bite.
Yeah, he was.
It's like when somebody says, I'll eat my heart. Well, look, Gary Lineker did it, didn't he? If Leicester won...
I don't think he actually did in
Well, he didn't eat his heart, but he did present in his boxer shorts.
Yeah. I don't remember whether he actually did or not.
Yeah, he did. Magnificent body. Anyway, that's another something.
That's another aside.
Righto, so that's that.
Now, this is a great story. This is from Japan, and it's sort of a tragedy, you know, out of tragedy comes triumph.
That's like us.
Speak for yourself. Now, I'm going to have real fun with this because I can't pronounce this name very well. There's a big chubby bear, and it's not me. It's called Cumanamon, I think his name is.
Well, I tell you what, I hope he's not running in front of a bus.
No, neither
He'll
do I.
He'll be flat by the time you get his name out.
Yeah. Stop. Anyway, he is a mascot of this particular area. He was struck by a couple of earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And people may not like this on ethical grounds, but this big bear is being used for commercial purposes in terms of his image. So they make all sorts of products, like stuffed versions of him and all that sort of thing, sell.
He's real?
He's a real bear.
Oh, right.
He's a real bear. And he's like the local mascot, which they're very popular in Japan. And they make these... They just make lots of money out of him, basically, which goes towards reconstruction, because obviously earthquakes do things, damage mainly. And so all the money he is making is rebuilding the area.
Well, as long as he's having a good time.
Yeah, I just wish I could say his name properly.
Well.
Cumanamon, I think his name is.
I like the other one.
Yeah, I guess so did I.
Well, good for him.
Cumanamon. Anyway, there he is. Now, it's amazing what I learned doing this show. I know I say it just about every week, but I really didn't know about this, that in Australia, it's full of micronations.
No.
There is.
What's that?
Well, a very famous one in Europe called Sealand, which is in the middle of the North Sea. And it's basically, it has its own currency and laws, but it's not recognised by anywhere else but itself.
Really? What was that one you mentioned?
Sealand.
Where's that?
It's in the middle of the North Sea. It's sort of between England and Holland.
No.
Yeah.
And they've got their own rules and...
Yeah, they've got their own rules. They have their own ambassador. They have their own whoever's in charge.
How'd you get... How'd you visit?
Well, you have to have a visa.
Really?
And this is the same. This is happening in... My particular story was concerning Western Australia.
All right, carry on.
And a place called Hutt River Province.
Right.
And it's about 300 miles north of Perth. And the prince of this Hutt River has abdicated. Prince Leonard, at the age of 91, has abdicated.
They always said he wouldn't stick it.
Ah, well, there you go. They fell out with the Australian government in about 1970 over wheat prices and decided to create their own territory. And so his son Graham is going to take over. We're going to be Prince
Graham.
He's only
75.
Something like that, yeah. And his vision is that they have 1,000 to 2,000 people living in this area over the next 10 years. They want to make it a spot that people... You can buy a visa for £2.50, and a member of the royal family will greet you and take you around and show you all the what it has to be. This place is only about 75 square kilometres.
How are they a royal family?
By default.
What's that mean?
They just decided they would
be. Right, okay. Right, so, I'd like you to meet the king.
Yeah. Oh, no, they never have king, just prince.
What want you to meet?
There's only ever prince.
Well, he was a star, though, let's be honest. But you think, imagine, we haven't got a king. Don't need a king, we just need a prince.
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't got a prince. Okay, I'm a prince. Oh, all right. How about your highness?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
And do we know anything about crime and how it all works? And
No, not at this stage. I suppose let's go out there and have a look.
Interesting. Well, you've pricked my interest there.
Well, there you are.
I fancy going to see this one between...
Oh, Sealand. Yeah, it's off. Go off the Essex coast.
Kevin Costner, does he live there?
Not yet.
No.
He might.
Oh, that
do.
Was a film. That was a film.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember what it's called now. They all lived on the water. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, we talk a lot about Iceland, or we have in recent times, and tourism, and they're being quite strict and stringent over there. And now the police have decided to tell drivers, don't look at the sky.
What is the problem?
Well, people are stopping their cars very abruptly and swerving to look at the northern lights.
Ah.
So
that's what sunroofs are for.
Well, yes. But the amount of tourists that are getting arrested for looking at causing accidents and collisions and, you know, taking pictures, and they're proposing photo stops now for people to stop and in designated areas.
We are supposed to be the most intelligent, theoretically, of all the creatures on this earth, and we can't even sensibly pull over.
No.
And do something. I mean, it is ridiculous.
It is. It absolutely is. It's crazy.
I'd love to see the Northern Lights.
So would I.
For real. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Oh, you've made me feel bad.
Never at all. Never, never, never.
No. Yeah.
I'd like to hear about them at least anyway.
Well, the trouble is you don't sound blind.
That's
other, other cliche.
Different debate for a different day.
How bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Well, I enjoyed those stories, and if you've enjoyed them, or even if you haven't, then do feel free to send us some suggestions.
Like get a job or something.
Don't give them any clues.
No, I won't. But what I will give you is our contact details. Yeah. Search for us, RNIB Connect Radio, and that's where we are.
You can also find... other bizarre news, if you like, on the website, the Afternoon Edition page of the podcast page. And also, you can go to Audio Boom and you can search for Bizarre News, Paul Bryce, that kind of thing, and you will get loads, and I mean loads of episodes to keep you going. And it will inform you, sort of. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.